Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey y'all, I'm Monty and you're mixing with Monty, okay? Welcome to my weekly mixer where I take your favorite Bravo shows, TV news, and hot topics, mix it with my opinions and some of my friends' opinions, a little shade, and sometimes a cocktail or two. I'm bringing in my POC perspective to shows we all love. Let's mix it up. Hello, 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 all you beautiful and wonderful mixologists out there. It is your girl, Monty, and you are mixing with Monty. Okay, welcome back. I made it a consistent effort and I came back 2 weeks in a row. You love me. I love you too. And I'm just so happy. But of course I came back because today my guest is literally a dream come true. I have wanted her to come on this show for some time. You guys have asked me for her to come on the show for some time, and the schedules and the stars finally aligned, honey. So I have the incredible, the beautiful, the very fancy looking right now, Brooke Ashley. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Monty. This just feels so good. It has been forever, but it feels so good that I'm here.
Yes. I'm so happy. One of my, you know, very good podcast friends who's friend to the show, Taria, was like, yes, when is going to have Brooke Ashley on? I was like, it's not for lack of desire. Schedules, and she is busy booked, okay? Oh, so I'm very happy that I could give this to you. Taria, this is for you. You're welcome.
Yes. Hi, Taria. Oh, I love her too. She is so much fun.
She is so much fun. Woo! I went to a party at her house for couples once, and she bought this game that is definitely meant to be like an intimate, just with me at the house couples game. And it was like been going all around on Instagram. It's called The And. This is not a plug or an ad. I also have this game, but it's like not really a game. It's more like a thinking prompt box for couples like who've been in long-term relationships. But she got it and passed it out to the masses at the couples party.
Nice. Yeah. So
everyone's like business is being spilt and shared in a true row of fashion. So yeah, what's her favorite Housewives franchise? You can take a guess. So it's probably not the right occasion, but it was very funny because we all played it. We all were troopers and we went ahead and did that.
Oh, that is so funny.
So funny.
I'm going to look into this game now. I'm going to go on Amazon and like check it
out.
Yeah,
get it. It's actually quite good. It's okay. Really good. It's just not meant for, like 6 to 8 couples.
Yes.
So, more like just like one and another person. That's probably fine.
Okay.
So Brooke, you have a big popping, very good, very funny YouTube channel where you do your recaps and your breakdowns and your thoughts and opinions and hot takes, which is what I love. That's what we do here.
Yes.
And it is so good. What are you currently covering? Let's just give the people a little plug up front. Why not?
Sure. So my channel, The Brooke Ashley, go check it out. And I'm covering all things Housewives. So right now, Dubai, Atlanta, Beverly Hills. I'm loving all the seasons.
Me too.
This is a home run. Bravo to be right. Yeah.
Yes, I actually look forward to watching every week. All of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that little stretch where it was when Potomac went off and it was just only SLC, and it was it OC? OC was a pretty good season too. I actually enjoyed this season.
It was okay.
It was cute. I can't stand Gina or Emily.
No, but aren't they like one of them's gone? I think Gina's out now. So.
Oh, thank God.
Bye.
Thank God.
Yes, that's the alleged rumor. I think though that she like semi-confirmed it on Instagram or something like that. She was a little bit like when one door closes or something like that. Like one of those like cryptic messages. And it's just like, okay, great girl. It's fun. But we all know that OC is like the poor housewives, even though they were the first, they're like the poorest. They don't really care about the money on that show anymore because we have Beverly Hills now. So on Beverly Hills, we care deeply.
Oh, absolutely. About
the money. And that is why it is going so well. There's a lot of money now.
Yes. No, Beverly Hills is fabulous. I'm here.
So good.
Sutton and Garcelle are just my, those Ooh, are my girls.
I would hang out with them. I want Garcelle and I to go get like happy hour. And I just like, please take me on a little date, Fancy. I would love to. I love her with my whole heart. I grew up watching her. She is literally my childhood. So to see her here in my adult life on Beverly Hills, I'm just like, oh my God. Do y'all not know who you are speaking to? That Fancy. Every single time. But Dubai, what are you enjoying about it? We only have two episodes in, but what are your initial thoughts? How do you think it's
going to be? I'm loving it. I'm liking, who am I? I feel like I spoke too soon about Ayan. I liked her in the intro, but in the second episode, I'm like, girl, you're doing a bit too much.
Yeah.
You're doing a bit too much for me. It's looking a little desperate. It's feeling like you're trying a little bit too hard. I need you to take it down a few notches and just be natural, be yourself. But you're putting on, it's always clear when a newbie or a new franchise, they have clearly studied the Housewives before them. Evident that they study the Nenes and the Teresas and the Bethanys and Lisa Vanderpumps. Like, it's always clear. And that's how it feels like Chanel Ayan is doing.
Yes.
It's already fabulous. You know,
I thought the first episode, she was absolutely fabulous. I love that she was like, I'm here to give you a full confessional, like top to bottom. In fact, catch this train, honey.
Yes.
That where she wasn't even trying, she does not yet realize is what people prefer the most of out of her.
Exactly.
Like, it feels a little reminiscent to early Jin Shah when
absolutely. First season.
I watched the first episode, I got the screener and said, oh, people are going to either absolutely hate her or absolutely love her. There is no in between. And then I ended up turning on her pretty quickly because I'm just like, you're clearly putting on.
Absolutely.
And you think that the being always like in angry Nene mode, like all the time is how it is. But Nene wasn't just always angry.
No.
Funny. There needs to be like complexity to you, like the Jin Adens and things of the world, like where there's funny, there's humor, there's anger, there's a lot of shade, there's all of that.
But Jen doesn't have that.
Jen's not witty. No.
Jen Shah just, it seeps out of her pores that I want to be a star. Mm-hmm. You always got the wannabe vibes from jump. It's evident that I want to be a star. She's doing too much. She's trying to think of something clever to say and it falls flat. That's not hitting. Then we find out that she's renting the chalet. Yeah. Everything's a lie. The Porsche isn't even hers. It's a neighbor's.
Huh.
Okay, but wait, is this petty of me? Because
no. Never enough.
Okay. When season one came on, don't laugh. When season one came on, and I said to myself, if you have money, you usually have more than one luxury car. You have a Bentley, a Range Rover, a Mercedes. You have at least two.
Right.
And I said, it was weird to me when I just kept seeing her in the Porsche. And then I think when Coach Shaw, when she had that tantrum at Whitney's 1920s party, and then Coach Shaw picked her up in some pickup truck, and I just said, something ain't right here. Like, wouldn't he pick her up in the Porsche? Wouldn't he have a luxury car of his own?
There's at least two cars per household. And she has two grown sons. I would assume like, that's when you get like them, like the 2022 Honda Accord, which is like, you know, luxury to me. But like, then she and her husband have like, you know, a G-Wagon and a like or something like that. But we didn't have that option.
Oh, or she's giving the boys a starter Mercedes. She's doing a C-class Mercedes.
Yes. None of that.
Yeah.
I didn't see multiple cars because that wasn't in her home. But like, whereas the reason why the real kind of triggering person who came out of that was Lisa Barlow, because she actually is a diva in her mind. Like, that's who she is. So in the moments where she's just trying to explain herself, it's so ridiculous. It feels like, you know, a la Lisa Vanderpump and all these things. It feels very old, reminiscent of Housewives that actually took off because they're just that over the top. Mm-hmm. And that's what we signed on for. Not someone who's going to pretend to be over the top.
Yeah.
Someone who's going to say that basically Sundance doesn't happen unless she's there. Like, okay.
But Lisa Barlow was also putting on.
Oh, yeah. No, the entire Salt Lake City franchise cast puts on, which is what, you know, I think we run the risk of this being the new era of Housewives anyway, because they're coming on, you're bringing on a lot of people who are performers already. I mean, they thought that bringing on Drew Sidor was a good idea. I could have told you that wasn't a good idea, but they did not listen to me. I watched the game. I was very disappointed. Uh-huh. I was like, no, thank you. I don't want her. And now that she's here, I'm like, see, we didn't want her. Like, because she's putting on even more than ever before. But I think that, like, you make a good point with Dubai, the new seasons and the new franchise and new cities they go to, they're not novices. And I wouldn't trust them if they said they were. If they were like, oh, we have never watched Housewives. You don't go on a show you've never watched.
Exactly.
That's untrue. So then everything you do, I'm going to see as like a, is this real? Or do I feel like you're trying to put on from a certain character?
Mm-hmm. With Atlanta, with Drew, I think that the stuff with her and Ralph is real.
I do too. I think, I even wrote down in my notes, I was like, Drew, your problem is Ralph. It's not Sheree. It's not even the messy ass assistant. Your problem is your husband.
Yes.
Like, you keep putting it out on Front Street thinking that you're being so authentic because you've seen that that is what makes a good housewife. Again, it's still putting on. So the stuff is real, but she's so convinced, like, oh, all the best housewives that get asked another season and another season are putting out their dirty laundry. But it's because, like, that just kind of happens to them. You just look ridiculous at a workout with another couple, and out of nowhere, he's like 15 paces away, and you're going, you know, my husband, like, you know, has an assistant that wants to give him a massage. I'm like, that's not true. Vulnerable. That's stupid.
No, it's true. That's a good point. That is a good point. Oh my gosh, it's so well said. The drama is real, but the way she's putting it out is very fake. She's giving it to us versus it just unraveling in front of our very eyes.
Exactly.
So true.
Exactly. And I think that Robin from Potomac needs to sell her one of her embezzled hats. I mean, I know it's called embellish, but Giselle thinks it's embezzled. Maybe Black China can give it to her. Because what do you think Drop It with Drew is? This is going to be my new question to ask people when it come on.
I think that this is a quick money grab. I think that Drew is just slapping her name on whatever she thinks will stick. And she's trying to get a quick buck. This makes no sense. When I look, if I am going to go to somebody for fitness in that group, I am going to Sheree Whitfield first.
Yes.
Then Sonya. Well, okay, it's a tie because Sonya is very fit. I mean, 4-time Olympic gold medalist.
Right.
Or it's either her or Sheree. It's certainly not
bodies. You know who got the bodies?
Yes, Drew. When I look at her, I don't see fitness.
No, even after the Tommy tuck, to be honest, and I hate to be a person, but I watched her say that she had a mommy makeover. And then I watched her say that she's now doing a fitness program, but selling it as if she did this program and that's how she lost the weight. And I looked at myself and said, so she got the tummy tuck and she's been on her own program. And I still feel like we have a lot more to go.
Yeah, no.
You can't even be the poster child for this. You should have gotten one of the girls to be a spokesperson.
It's true. Because I don't really see a difference from last year to this year.
I don't either. I'm like, did they really do a tummy tuck?
That's what I'm very confused about that.
I don't see it. Okay, I'm on her website right now because I just wanted to see.
Is it working?
Going on. So today it is. I guess because Sunday it was just so not going well that they went ahead and let it. Oh, this is so bad. This is the worst website. It's literally, okay, so you are a content creator, so you'll know what I'm talking about, but it's a lot of those, like, you know, like the fake devices,
like
the iPod or something, and that we like Photoshop our thing in there so that you can see it from, like, look the hell looks on your phone.
Yeah.
That's all it is on the website. It's like a bunch of phones with like the Photoshopped version of her flyers, and the words are cut off.
Oh my God.
That's like the number one rule of Photoshop. Figure it out so all the words are there. Otherwise, how the hell I know what you're selling me?
Wow. See, this is where I just have to say, this is a quick money grab and you should feel ashamed of yourself. And also, what do you think about all of these assistants?
Yes. Why?
Do you believe that she's paying all of them?
I don't believe Drew has any money.
I don't either.
I've made this comparison before because I'm a purse girl because I love handbags because those, you never have to be, you can be any size you want and you can still be fabulous with one, right? I made this comparison before. You're a luxe girl. You'll get this.
Yes.
You know how whenever you get a good brand, like say like an LV, right? Yes. The ones with the monogram are usually the least expensive ones on there.
Yes.
Roster. And the ones with like the straight up, like good design, good structure, mm-hmm. a good like bag moment, you know, we're just like, oh, that's the one. Those are the ones that are like 7, 8, 9, 10K, yes. right?
Absolutely.
Drew has this thing where she wears the brands of everything she has in her closet every episode. And it's always the print.
I noticed that.
The Balenciaga sweatshirt. Look at me. I just lounge in Balenciaga. So Balenciaga like just came out with another line and they have clothes that don't have their label on it like at all. Mm-hmm. And those are the clothes that are like, and it came out with a lot of loungy clothes. And notice none of those things have made it to her body because she really wants you to know that she rented the runway or she got that yes. on sale. She found herself a good TJ because that's just a good ass TJ Maxx in a good neighborhood. So she just went to the and I've been to the TJ Maxx in Buckhead. It is that good. You can get that, but that's not money. You know, you're not Marlo.
Okay. So Marlo dresses so well. And yes, I love that she's a luxe girl, but with Marlo, she ruins it for me because she's way too tacky. The constant name dropping. And Marlo wears a print too.
She does love to wear a print. She loves to be like, look at me. She was just here in DC at Candace's birthday party. And I was hella confused by that compilation. I said, what in the world? And she was like dripping in Chanel. And she was like, look. But she's doing it to me in like a Dorit way. Like trying to serve a whole look, but Absolutely. She has it. You know what I mean? My thing is Drew doesn't have it, but she wants us to believe she has it. But I'm like on the same cast as Marlo and Candy. You can't pull that off, honey.
I know.
It's not working.
Drew's a wannabe.
And if you dropped maybe three of your assistants or maybe all four, you probably could afford one of those. Oh my God. Moment bags. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Listen, I will never forgive her for that stunt that she pulled at that white elephant gifting.
Oh my God.
That $34 wig and that $17 pet carrier when the limit was $1,000 each.
She was like, oh, and I made a donation in your name. Girl, that was Photoshop. No, you did not.
That was a lie.
Or it's on Afterpay. You can have to pay a donation. I'm pretty sure of it. And I think she did that. 4 easy payments. And that's fine for us regular gals. It is not fine when you are on my screen as being in a luxury cast in a luxury city and a show is about what? Luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Like y'all are going to like private Broadway shows and you're going with the freaking producer and there's like private lounges and you're having things done and it just feels like she doesn't fit.
No, she doesn't fit.
You know, it doesn't feel like she's even trying. Like, at least, like, the early days where NeNe was there and she was rich.
No, she wasn't. NeNe was broke. No. Let's.
Talk Atlanta rich. You know, everybody in Atlanta is flexing on something.
Yeah. Flexing and lying.
They're big liars. They drive around in their mortgages.
Yes.
NeNe all the time.
The range got repossessed. That they were evicted out that house. That house is a rental. Uh-huh. We found out that Greg was a landlord, not a real estate developer, like she claimed in the first episode of season 1. And Bravo had to pay for that rental that she was in seasons 2 and 3.
Ooh, teeth.
Okay, let's not forget those teeth. Like Sheree said,
okay,
through
It was such a moment when she got the teeth. And that's always been the reason to me why Sheree did not like NeNe. She was so offended that someone like NeNe could be on the same show as her.
Absolutely.
While NeNe was like poor. And she was like, what? But then when NeNe got like, you know, her show money and other ventures and stuff, she at least walked in the room like, now I have new money. She at least gave me true new money.
Yeah. Right?
Drew not even giving me that. So if you're not giving me new money status, that means you have no money status.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it both ways. I don't want a Gino in every franchise.
I know. I don't either.
No, that's not what we signed up for.
I noticed Sonya, I think, is a bit of a flip-flopper, though.
Yeah. Okay. What did you think of her? I mean, I knew why. I got the motive. She told Drew in that moment because she was afraid Kenya probably would. Fair fucking point, right? There's a great chance that Kenya was going to do that. Like, there's probably an 85 to 90% chance. If not that night, it would have happened the next day.
Oh, so yeah.
I knew why she wanted to do it. But what did you think of her approaching Drew in that way?
I was disappointed in her. In my recap, I even said that that was very shady of her, very messy. And when she gave the excuse saying, well, you know, when I was in Drew's room earlier, she had her whole entourage. But if that's your friend, right? Or somebody that you're getting close to, you know that there's a sense of, you know, being comfortable with that person where, you know, you can pull them to the side. You say, hey, Drew, I have to talk to you about something. You know, just come with me right here. Let's talk in the hallway. Let's talk in the next room. You could have said, hey, Drew, would you mind telling, you know, your stylist and your personal assistant to just, you know, leave the room. I have to talk to you about something really urgent. It's me and you. You could have said that. So it's a very weak excuse to say, well, she had 85 people around her. And it's like, no, but Sonya, there's a way to do everything. And that wasn't it.
Yes, exactly. And you used my makeup artist and now you have a problem with me the same day. And I'm not even on Drew's side in this. I'm just like, that was a little shady. Like, not you're going to use my services. You're going to get services rendered. And then you're going to be like, let me tell you, I don't really support you as a friend. And to me, it was the approach. It wasn't like, hey, I had this conversation. I just want to tell you about it. It was, you've probably recognized that I'm not really a good friend to you. And here's the reasons why.
Yes.
I'm not. I was like, oh no. Cause she was like, I didn't recognize that at all. And she kind of like tried to make it a moment. I'm going to make you understand. It's like, in normal circumstances, great. But just, she genuinely was blindsided in this. So it's not really a fair fight.
No, it wasn't a fair fight. I actually felt bad for Drew because she was stunned. You could tell that wasn't put on for TV. Like, she was like, wait, what? Like, where is this coming from?
Yes. And then she tried to really try to, you know, take it on the chin.
She did.
And that acting is good. She's not as bad of an actor as I thought she was. I don't know why I don't like Drew so much. I really don't. I think it's still residual feelings from the game. Like, genuinely, I watched it when I was like young and impressionable. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why would she do that to Tia Tamara?
I know.
You know, like, I know which ones is which, but it really did just Tia Tamara, you know. But why would she do that to Tia? Sister. Oh my God, mean.
I know.
I was very upset. I never forgave her or him. I've been upset ever since. So when they said she was coming on, I said, why would you do that? This is not the same thing as adding Garcelle. This is not the same thing.
No, it's not. It's not.
I love Fancy. We do not like Drew Sidora. Like, why would she make, again, I've never understood why she would make, if she knew she was going to be a villain, why she would let them use her name. It costs nothing to create a name.
I know.
And LeBron James. I love Kenya for going, she must be talking about Laquan, because she knew that's the only way we were going to hear what the name was.
Yes.
I have seen some receipts, especially courtesy of Bravo Wild Black, that they did cross some paths early on in the days went to like the same school. I just want to figure out how, like, maybe like a cute little freshman, like maybe one time froyo date or something has turned into what she is saying, where he's gotten her drinks and
I believe it happened. I feel
you
like
do?
Because remember, everybody keeps saying, oh, you know, he's a Savannah. It's like, no, but they weren't together.
They were on and off for a long time.
Very on and off. There were times where people thought that he was going to be going with someone else.
Yeah, 12 years. They went like back and forth. And I remember thinking, like, are y'all doing it or not?
Yes, yes.
What's happening?
And he was with, I remember those pictures surfaced when he was with Beyonce's cousin, Angie. They're on vacation together and they're hugged up in the pool. And they had a little fling going on. And he's been linked to a lot of other women. So, and also remember, Drew looked really good when she was on the game.
I was about to say, Drew was a big deal then. I'm not going to take that from her. And I really wanted to be able to explain that because the show was freaking huge.
It was
a big deal then.
That was a moment.
And she was on it as like the biggest villain of the show. She really did have a moment, which is why she's still like living in her I'm still great, you know, vibes. She had to let it go. It was like a lot of years ago. But then she really was popping. My concern, and what I was really going to ask you, is when she said that he was bumping her music. What? I don't remember many albums coming from Drew Sidora.
I don't either.
I don't know what he would be working out and warming up to. The King of Basketball warming up to Drew Sidora. I just can't see it. I barely remember the song she sang on the game that got her and Homeboy in trouble.
I couldn't tell you either. Exactly.
So what music? I'm just, you know, I would look it up, but I'm already, I just looked up her, you know, business, quote unquote. And it's long. The site is very long, but there is no menu button.
There's no menu button?
No, like that little thing with like the three lines or something. It's like menu, home, go places, do stuff. Nope. Your options are to buy. And then read the reviews.
What?
Yes. Nothing else. Not a thing else.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Let me see this. She has no drop-down menu? That's crazy.
There's no drop-down menu. There is none.
What did you think when the producer asked Drew, you know, well, how much money do you make from Drop It with Drew? And she couldn't answer.
Yeah. How do you not know what the dividends are?
It's ridiculous. It's every time you ask her a question.
Can I get a direct deposit? A little Stripe account? The PayPal? Anything?
Like, I know.
You can at least give an answer of like, well, my last check came through for this amount of money or whatever. But she can't even make up a number. That's what I'm like. I'm being led to believe you weren't prepared for that question because you don't have an answer, because the answer is not a lot. And for all that she was rattling off, rallies, that's the first thing I see on the site. It says like raffles and prizes and awards. I'm like, for what? I thought this was a meal prep service. And then it's like not. And then it's like videos. But she's saying it's not just videos. It is international workout boot camps. How did you get boot camps set up that fast? And they didn't ask you for no money? You didn't think of that questionable? Like, they didn't ask you to be a partner, you know? Like, where you have to put in a little money in there?
I'm just confused. Well, you know what? All I say is, I can't wait for the reunion. When
I know that's right.
Yeah, I just always say when things go unanswered, I say, well, Lord willing, Andy will just grill them at the reunion and get a straight answer.
Yes, absolutely. Because otherwise, I have no idea what's going on over there. It's giving very much Lisa Vanderpump bringing on the partners of Tom and Tom, air quotes, where like, that wasn't really a partnership. Sweat equity, no, that doesn't increase to dividends. They're not partners. They're like minority, small stakeholders. And she's using your name for way too little money. And that's because you did not know what you were signing on to. Much like Drew. She has no idea what she just signed on to. And it's giving scheme of some sort. Something out there is scammy.
No, definitely very scammy. But thank you for bringing up, you know, stories not adding up. Lisa Vanderpump, because I'm Beverly Hills. I'm dying to discuss this whole thing with Crystal.
Yes, I was actually just about to say, I can't wait for Andy to grill the hell out of Crystal and Sutton at this reunion, because I kept saying that's the only hope we have now.
Yeah. What do you think? Whose side are you on? Who do you believe?
I don't believe either Crystal or Sutton. I think one of two things happened. And I think that the scene that they put in, the like retroactive scene, I I don't really know if I believe that that happened or if it was shot later or something like that. It just doesn't give that that was all, because one, if that was all Sutton said, then Crystal was trying to manipulate the situation because she was backed into a corner, because the word dark is not just one syllable, four letters, one vowel or whatever. It's not. Not when it comes to race, not when it comes to a Black woman being friends with a white woman that you said made dark racial comments. I have serious issues. And I think where I land is that either way, whether that was all Sutton said or isn't, Crystal is still okay with letting Garcelle be friends with this person, because now she's letting that that's not all that was even said. I'm like, then why would you let her be friends with this person? That's my issue. That's not clicking for me, because, and who are you to tell me what's forgivable?
Exactly.
Tell me what's forgivable, because believe it or not, my threshold for white women with some racial things is actually quite low.
Same here.
I don't know if it's forgivable.
So here's where I'm at with it. I believe Sutton. I think that Crystal's lying. I think that Crystal...
Yeah, there's some lies going on in there.
Yeah, I think that Crystal just can't stand Sutton, and she's trying to sabotage Sutton. I think that Sutton is a punching bag for this season, because Sutton's very slow to defend herself. She's all about being a Southern belle and being polite. So, you know, they kind of take that and use that against her. I just feel like the way Crystal could not stand Sutton last season, the way she was on Sutton's ass about saying the "I don't see color" comment, you can't tell me that had Sutton said some slur that Crystal would not have exposed her.
Thank you.
So that's why I'm not believing it. Also,
exactly.
Also, if Crystal claims to be for the people, right? If you're for the people, you and Garcelle are the only two minorities. You're Asian, Garcelle's Black. You are supposed to be united. You love, you know, you're for the people. Then you would have told Garcelle, girl, you know that she said X, Y, and Z. You would have said that. Also, let's see two other points. The same way that Bravo showed the footage of Leanne Locken on season
four,
making all those terrible statements about Carrie being Mexican, they would have exposed Sutton if she had said something crazy. Also, yes. With Kyle sitting right there when they were talking about the whole "I don't see color" thing, Kyle throws Sutton under the bus all the time. So had Kyle been there, as messy as she is, she would have said, oh yeah, I heard Sutton say that. Yep, I was right there when she said X, Y, and Z. So I'm not believing Crystal. I think that Crystal is trying to manipulate the viewers. She's trying to manipulate all of them so that she can have a storyline and be relevant. And also, she wasn't expecting people to grill her on it, because she thought she was going to play, you know, she's going to play that card of,
well, yes.
Surely you can't question me because I'm a minority. So you had to take what, obviously I wouldn't lie about that. She was going off of that. And when they all said, well, okay, hold up then. Well, what did she say? We want to know what she said so that we can, you know, make the necessary changes too. And then she wasn't expecting that.
Yes.
I think Crystal's lying. I don't believe Crystal, because just off of the way she was treating Sutton alone last season, she made a very big deal about the "I don't see color" comment. And she was very offended by that. And that's fine, because I was annoyed about that. I was offended.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think that she was upset that Garcelle wasn't as mad as she thought she would be. And it gave me, I made this comparison last week. It gave me the kid in third grade who was like, oh, I'm about to get on. I'm about to tell on you. Thinking they really caught somebody in something. They tell the teacher. The teacher doesn't really give a fuck. And then they're like, oh, but you know, it really wasn't even just that. It was actually more. And so she, because what got me, and when I knew the lie was caught, and I don't know if they're going to discuss this at the reunion and other people caught this, but she said the episode before, Kyle, you were too drunk to remember.
She sure did.
No. She was like, it didn't happen that day. It happened the next day, not in that moment. So then was Kyle still drunk, or was she not present, or did it not really happen? Because if this is all that Sutton said, I'm like, when I heard it, I said, oh, okay. I mean, that's not dark. It is reading a little bit like, oh my God, look at me. I let my daughter be with friends with anyone, like everyone. Like I'm so, like checklist got everybody off. It might be a little tone deaf-ish. It might be a little annoying, like a bit of an eye roll, like, oh, good for you, girl. Your daughter is friends with multiple races. You don't get a cookie for that. Like it's giving like, give me my ally cookies. But she even said, I've learned a lot since then.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, so that's fine. But if that was it, I'm like, if you had said tone deaf, if you had said Sutton had said something so tone deaf after that, I feel like the other girls would have rallied behind her because they were looking for a reason to. They Absolutely. Wanted to oust Sutton because of Absolutely. The Dorit thing, Absolutely. But she didn't use the right word. And where my biggest issue is, they're all still just so much more concerned about Sutton getting canceled than about not being racist. And I'm just like, flag on the play. Let's just like, remember, review the words that she said and be like, that's not racist, or that is, I could see how someone might be upset about it, but I don't think that's dark and racist. Like, it's doing not, an inventory.
That's not dark or racist. Let's just, whatever. Yes, that was tone deaf. Yes, she probably want to pat on the back to say, oh yeah, I have friends, my daughter's friends with all these people, other races. Let's take all of that aside, put all that aside. Her saying that is not dark or heinous or awful.
And it's not dark yet forgivable. I'm like, those two things can't even coexist.
That's what I said.
That was Garcelle's point last week. She was like, what was it then? Because she doesn't want to be friends with someone who's going to say dark shit.
Exactly.
And I don't like that she used that word as like a whistleblower. I don't like that.
No.
I think that was really, if it wasn't calculated, it definitely bit her back in the butt. But it also had bigger ramifications than she was ever expecting. Because I mean, there are a lot of people of color, especially people who were probably triggered by that. Like, wait, because we all want to make sure that our white friends are not like, you know, saying, so if you tell me, oh yeah, no, really, she said something dark. And then you said, don't worry, it was forgivable. I'm like, how do you know?
Exactly. Because my first thought so was like, wait a second, did Sutton say the N-word? Like, did Sutton say, you know, that's the first thought. It was like, wait, no, she said that. We need to know right now so that I even said, like, just let me know now so I can cut this off. We can just, you know, get her fired or whatever. Let's get the ball rolling.
Yes. It doesn't even make sense. And I think it was really irresponsible during this time. And with all, like, we're barely easing out of what was like the biggest racial tension of most of our lifetimes, like give or take a few grown people. Like this has been the biggest separation division that we've felt in a long, long time in history over the last few years. And so to use a dog whistle and say dark, that word alone has like implications in the Black community. So you can't pretend like you care about making sure Garcelle doesn't get hurt and you don't even inform and protect her from what you think would have gotten her hurt. And then I was really like, then why would you have held this for a year?
That's what
I said. You don't like Garcelle. You don't give a fuck about her. You're going to let her be friends with somebody who said some dark racial shit a year ago? No, you just got mad that no one was as mad at Sutton about last year's comment as you were. And I could have told you that on Beverly Hills. Like, what? I understood it because I'm like, okay, well, Black people are not a monolith, but Garcelle is in Beverly Hills. She's been in this, you know, world for decades and decades in the entertainment system. She probably has a different type of tough skin and lets things roll off. You know what I mean? Like, give or take a few things. She's not as, I don't want to say sensitive, but she's not as like, you know, bothered by smaller things like that. Whereas me or somebody else around the corner or some, you know, younger person who's never had that experience before might have been like, you don't see color. Like, what are you talking about? Where have you been? It's been this whole movement. But A, give people a chance. Sutton has even said that she took the time to learn. Cause I'm like, if you learn from that comment, oh, then you're going to be fine, baby. That's all you said. Yeah. You're fine. We can move past that. That is forgivable, but it's not dark.
No, exactly.
Yes. And her confessionals were also a little bit BS. They were all about they're focusing on this and not this, or Kyle loves to flip. I'm like, no, Kyle was just there. And she was like, what the hell?
Exactly. And then her being nasty in this latest episode when she said, oh, you know, I understand that you don't understand big words, or what she said, I was livid. Oh my gosh. I really go in and this.
Yeah. She goes, yeah, I use big words. See, now to me, that then is on the same level
as
tone deaf as what Sutton said to me, implying that I don't understand big words. Like Garcelle, that she took offense to. You could tell. She was like, oh, we know how to use big words. She's like, what? Crystal getting caught up on this word thing and like she wants to defend herself from everyone mincing her words, but no one's mincing them.
No, they're not.
It's her.
Yeah, it's her.
Very confusing.
Yeah, she's deflecting and trying to throw in race and trying to, you know, just the way she said, you know, you guys are trying to downplay my experience. And it's like, stop using all these words. Stop, stop. I already know what you're trying to do. You're trying to manipulate. Yes. Oh, they're coming for me because I'm an Asian woman and they don't understand because they're white. Let's not do that. This situation is not that, and you know it. You got caught because you're not telling the truth. And now you want to use, you want to deflect and throw all this other stuff out there. Stop it.
Right. If you felt cornered by Garcelle saying you were trying to set up her friend, A, she's being a friend and she's being a pot store producer. That's her job. But if you got upset by that, there were other ways to fight it than to say, well, then your friend is a racist. Like, mm-hmm. there's other ways to have fought that and fought out of that. But I think that she got caught and then backed into a corner and she did not know how to get herself out of it. And it took on a life of its own. But welcome to freaking Housewives.
She shouldn't have said
it. We're going to remember it forever. And I really liked her. I mean, I've met her. We've hung out. Like, I really did like her first season, but I'm like, this is that second season curse. This is what happens. That edit, something goes off and it happened to Leah. It happened to her. It's happening to her. It just happens so quickly that they somehow like overshoot their importance and they get too comfortable.
Crystal was never interesting though. Crystal was not interesting. Crystal should not have been cast on the show.
Yeah, she was almost too normal. You can't handle this, girl. She's I wanted to whisper, like, just leave. It's okay. What is Beverly Hills producer's obsession with this Teddy Mellencamp type? Like, just normal, but shady in a non-fun way. Like, there was definitely some shady shit going on in the Mellencamp household, but, like, it wasn't interesting or fun, and we never really tackled it because she's so damn boring. Like, they're too normal. But why do they want to keep doing that? A bunch of cast of, like, Lisa Rinna's and Erica James. They think it's balancing the cast out, and it is not.
No, it's not.
It is not.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What do you think of Diana?
I don't like Diana.
Okay, tell me why.
Very pretentious. You know, the silly stuff. I've never been to a store. I don't go shopping. I have friends who have the money that she does, and they go shopping.
Yes.
Like here in New York, they're Bergdorf's. Yes. Stop it. They're not. Yes, they have something sent to them, but they go to a store.
They have gotten eggs. They may not check the price of the eggs, but they go get the eggs.
They go to the store. They like to pick out their stuff. They like to, you know, touch the bag. They mm-hmm. so stop. I don't think she has any depth, no personality. She doesn't seem like she fits in. And half the time she looks like she's bored when she's in right. the setting.
She does. And what I don't like, especially in, I know people love, love, love Rinna because she's just so messy. But what I don't like is whenever she finds a rich, rich woman that she's inevitably not going to like in like a season or less,
mm-hmm.
she kind of overshoots their importance too. And does this like gesture at the court in front of the queen situation. She did it with Sutton last year. She's rich, like yes, really rich. Yes. At Dolce & Gabbana, like, who does that? But this time too, Diana comes, Rinna's about to take out her receipts. We know this, we knew this. And Diana's like, this is so tacky. And she's like, yeah, this is so tacky. Like Rinna, since when? since when, girl, have you not been the tacky queen?
Always, always.
Always with the receipts, always with the petty, always with the shady. So now you want to, you know, because, and Erica too is like licking Diana's ass.
She was low-key dry begging for Diana to buy her that Cartier ring when yes. they were in Palm Springs at Kyle's store. And she was like, oh, that new Cartier Jasper ring, like somebody in my life needs to buy it. Like, you know, I can't buy it right now, but you know, I think that someone is you. And she was waiting for Diana to say, okay, girl, you know, I'll buy you one and me one too. And when Diana said, okay, I'm gonna buy it for me and I'll let you know when I do. Her face was like, her face was stuck. I said,
yeah. And that's what's so funny. Yeah. It's like, I'm not out here. I'm looking at Erica basically trying to find her next sugar mama.
Yeah.
She does not even care where the money come from. And that's what's like wild. Like, she has zero shame.
No, it's true.
Let it all hang out. And it is a little bit disturbing to see her and Rena, who are such like, they try to act like they're too cool for school types, yep, and that they run this town and they know exactly, yep, what they're doing. But then the richest woman in the world walks into them and they're like, oh, you live in Beverly Hills. This is the richest person you've seen. You didn't do this to Kathy Hilton. In fact, Lisa Rinna's going to try to take down Kathy Hilton this season. So I don't understand it. And I don't think Diana, I don't have any opinion of her. I think that's worse than I don't like her. I think she's just there.
She's just there.
And she goes from being just there to morphing into a villain. And I don't really know how that happens, but I'm really not that interested in figuring that out.
No.
Mm-mm. I like to see her plane though. I mean, if you're going to fly us around in private jets, I wasn't expecting Kyle to do it. So yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We'll do that. That's fine. You know, and I just don't believe that she didn't go to a, she's never been to a store. She was a person before her husband.
Yes.
Same thing when Erica was like, you know, Tom used to give me cash and I didn't know anything about the money and I've never been to a bank and all that stuff. I'm like, you met him when you were like in your 20s.
Like, Erica, what are you talking
about? You had a job. Were they paying you in cash under the table at your nursing job or whatever?
Wait, you have a bank account. You know how to go to the ATM. What are you saying? Just so stupid.
So good at bullshitting over there. It's so crazy. But I keep watching.
Yeah, we keep watching.
I it's me. I come on here and complain and raise my fist and be like, eh, why is this happening? They're all being so much. And then I'm just like, why isn't enough happening this episode? Give me more.
I know.
Where's the much?
I know.
It is. It's a love-hate relationship, but it's like mainly love and like, yeah, annoyance. More like an adoration annoyance relationship. Yes. I'm like, oh God, I hate this girl. What is she saying? Wait, rewind it. What is she saying? Oh, stirring the pot. Oh, we're going somewhere. Like, I hate Lisa Rinna, but I'm really excited to watch her like smirk in Kathy's face. Like, I'm going to destroy your sisterhood. Like, that is so diabolical. Let's do it. Come on. Let's go, guys.
Oh my gosh. I'm looking forward to that too. I'm looking forward to Cherie Zampino too, Garcelle's friend.
Yes, I love Cherie. I loved her since Hollywood Exes. I loved her for years and years. She's one of my favorites, like OG reality TV to me. Like, obscure shows are like my thing. So when I see them come to real life, I'm like, oh my God, hey,
yes.
I think it'll be great. I really loved the energy when Garcelle sat down with her all Black female friends last season and had like a little cocktail moment.
Yes.
I really enjoyed that. It was like a peek into her world and how she like mixes and mingles in the Beverly Hills space. So for Cherie to join, I think it's great. I don't know how I feel about her and, you know, Erica getting so cozy already, because, you know, Erica's such an opportunist. And I saw her on the jet going, you know, I have a can of whoop ash too, because white women get ashy. And she puts on like a special Southern accent whenever she's trying to like be urban.
Uh-huh.
Not urban, but like urban.
I know that. Yeah.
She puts it on like, because white girls get ashy too. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm like, all right, Erica. But I'm excited for Cherie. I'm excited for her to come. I love the fact that they were filming the day of the Oscars and went to the Oscars party and she was there and everything. Mm. I'm like, I don't want anything else that episode but Cherie. Just give her a confessional and that's it. No other, just one part special. Thank you.
That's
all I want. But we could dream, you know.
You can dream. A girl can dream.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Brooke, you are absolutely the best. This has been the most fun. I can't even believe that.
Thank you.
It went by as fast as it did.
I know.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I have to have you back again. This is like, yes, this is way too short. We have to do it again. Where can people find you? I know you said it at the top, but just in case, where can they find you? Love you, all of that.
Oh, well, you can find me on my YouTube channel, just talking my mess about these housewives at The Brooke Ashley. And then if you want to find me on Instagram, it's the same name, the_Brooke_Ashley. And then you can also find me on TikTok at The Brooke Ashley 1. And I'm on Twitter too, running my mouth about stuff.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Get into the masses over there. Honey, with her. But no, what great mess it is. Please let her talk her mess to you. Go and follow, subscribe, do all of that. It is a special time this month. Juneteenth is approaching. Many of y'all ask how you can support or show love. And it's simple. Sometimes it's following and subscribing, leaving the comments and all of that. Like, that's what most content creators can ask for. So please get into that. Go ahead and find her. It's coming up. That's how you can show some love. And if you want to extend a little extra love to me, you know what to do. You can find me on all the things at Mixing with Mani, MixingWithMani. Of course, T Public. If you want to do some merch stuff, it's Mixing-with-Mani. And then, of course, Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee and all those things. Same name. You can find me anywhere with that same name. So thank you so much for listening and supporting. As always, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay whole. And I'll talk to you next week. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much, Mani.
For more about me, Bravo, Housewives, pop culture, and so much more, follow me on Instagram at Mixing with Mani, MixingWithMani. So you can keep up with me. And don't forget to also leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you're listening, and rate me and maybe give me 5 stars. Thanks so much. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.